And so it is.
Very good to be here. Did you know that today is Saint Cecilia Day?
Oh,
it is. Did you know that Saint Cecilia is the patron saint of music and musicians?
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Spread your wings, but dear.
morning.
Well, first of all, this goddess of music here, I don't know if you, beautiful song, but I don't know if you guys know, there's a lot of technology going on up here, and she's doing all of this stuff with her feet and her hands and singing this beautiful song. It's incredible. Yeah, it is incredible. So, all right, so good morning. My name is Clyde Goings. I am the team lead for this year's campaign, for the stewardship campaign. So our theme this year is let's do it, or let's do this. So I have to tell you guys, we're about halfway over, three-fourths of the way over, and I'm feeling a little sad right now because I've been having a lot of fun doing this. So, you know, during the week we get together, the community gets together, and we talk about the Sunday service, and I just get all excited about the creative expressions. And so I just, you know, I just, on the weekend or during the week, I'm just all excited. I can't wait for Sunday because I'm like, how am I going to show up this Sunday? You know, so it's been a great, great experience for me. And so I've really, really enjoyed it. So what I want to do is I want to remind everyone, if you haven't had a chance yet to sign the apron out there in the foyer. So I put that apron up last weekend. And that apron, signing that apron represents the consciousness that we're trying to raise here in our community, the abundance consciousness of our community. So we join together knowing the truth for us, all of us. So today I want to talk about our spiritual toolkit. So we come to the center to learn tools to build and to create a spiritual toolkit so we can create the life that we want to live. So I brought my spiritual toolkit. So in my spiritual toolkit, I have tools like visioning, meditation, support from this community, service to the community, gratitude, and the one that I want to talk about today is prayer. So I love prayer. So I will tell you, when I first started praying, I used to tell everybody that I felt like my prayers were like a loaded gun. And I know that's probably not the right analogy to use at a church, right? But I had such conviction and faith in my prayers. I know that they always work. So, I pray with people for selfish reasons. Because every time that you come up to one of us, one of our practitioners, and you ask for us to pray with you, you're actually giving us a gift. And the reason why is because when we pray with you, we have to know the truth for ourselves before we can know the truth in you. So every time we pray with you, it's a personal gift that we have, and we appreciate it. So come and pray with us after service. Come and pray with us anytime. We're always accepting it. So our affirmative prayer, I feel, is the secret ingredients to a life of success. So the practitioners are praying each Sunday after service for the abundance and prosperity of this community and for each person's prosperity and abundance in this community. The stewardship campaign is a yearly pledge program that we ask you to commit your financial support for our community. We only formally ask for money in the form of giving intentions once a year. Today, I ask you to take the pledge card, if you haven't already completed one, and make that commitment to your spiritual practice, to make that commitment to the community and to recognize this is your spiritual home, to make that commitment to have the faith in the law of circulation and stand with us knowing that the universe supports us. So in the back of the seats and out there in the foyer on Holmes' table, there's additional pledge cards. So if you haven't completed the pledge card, I want to take a moment to allow yourself to ask yourself, what's holding you back? Do you need to pray with the practitioner after the service? If you've completed a pledge card, I ask that you hold the space to support the rest of the community as they consider completing their commitment to this community and to their step and their practice and their spiritual practice. So what I'd like to do now is I would like to just take a moment. Take a moment. Again, if you've completed the pledge card, hold that space for the rest of this community to know the truth for themselves. So let's take a moment, close our eyes, if you feel comfortable, and just go within.